Barry Van Dam is the director of corporate sponsorships for the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl, formerly known as the Motor City Bowl, and he's on the other end of our line. Now, Gary, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well.
Good to talk with you. Just thinking about the Motor City Bowl that you and George Perlis were such a big part in creating, it never ceases to blow my mind that how you were able to bring together Ford, GM, and Chrysler, three huge competitors, to support that bowl. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Those guys do compete in a lot of arenas, but this event was in their backyard. We had a close friend who directed Ford Division with a gentleman named Ross Roberts, who has since retired, but he was instrumental in that and making the phone calls and getting those guys together, and I think they felt it was great for Detroit and the state of Michigan and the auto industry, and so we had a nice run with those guys, and now, you know, Mike Ilitch and Little Caesars Pizza have stepped up. Ford is still involved in some ways, but now it's Little Caesars and Mike Ilitch, and you know what he is to Detroit in this state, and I think he really believed this, you know, there's enough events leaving this state. We needed to keep this thing going, and, you know, it's at a good time of the year when there's not a lot going on downtown in Detroit, so we bring a lot of people from out of state down there, and we have a lot of fun over the Christmas holidays.
Gary, for our listeners who have heard the name but aren't familiar with your background, lay out your resume a little bit for us.
Well, I been a college football coach for a long time, and before getting involved with the bowl game, I was on George Perlis' staff for 8 years. I was with Nick Saban for a year. I was old director of football operations. I was the football recruiting coordinator for Coach Perlis, and so spent a lot of time over there in the football building. And then my son, since, was a quarterback on the team and was there for 5 years. And we still go to the games and are still there and still support Coach D'Antonio and the rest of those guys over there. They run a first-class program.
That leads me into my next question. I know that you'll have a take on the rough play that some say Michigan State went beyond the boundaries of just rough play in their game against Michigan. William Golston has been accused of perhaps indulging in some unfair play. The athletic department at Michigan State is looking into this and will report to the Big Ten. From what you saw, I know you've probably seen the video. I know you were there at the game. Talk about what you saw and what you think.
Well, you know, football for sure is a game of emotion, and you know, there's probably not much more emotion than goes on during that contest with the guys up the street, and it's a physical game, it's a collision game, and there's a lot of emotions flying around, and you know, these guys are, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old young men who are trying to learn how to harness that, and there's a fine line there, but it sure is a collision game. In some of those cases, you know, there was guys in the air, and then the ball's delivered, and then there's some collision afterwards. In Golston's, you know, spot, there was some stuff going on both ways, and usually the retaliator is the guy who gets caught, and I think you saw when he came off the field, Coach D'Antonio told him what he thought about it. So those kids are all still kids, even though they have big bodies. Helmets off, they're still young kids, and they're still learning how to conduct themselves, and I'm sure that that has been corrected in many different times, and so got to learn how to win, got to learn how to lose, and you got to learn how to conduct yourself in emotional times. So I don't think he needs to be burned in effigy.
All right, Gary, let's just take the fact out that I'm a Michigan State guy and a Michigan State fan. I've been on that field for many, many games. I've been on Ford Field's field for many Detroit Lions game. And I tell you what, in seeing those piles, there have been many instances in just about every game I've been to where a guy takes his time getting up, or a knee might be laying near a private area, and it just happens when you're getting up and the knee goes there. There might be a little twist here or there. That's kind of part of the game, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it ought to be part of the game. I mean, again, it's emotion, and there's a lot of give and take, and it's a collision sport. And so things like that happen. You sure don't coach those things, because the last thing you need is to give the opponents any additional yards than the ones that they earn fair and square. So you want to be tough. You want to be physical. You want those guys, when they come off the field, to lay it on the line and get after people. But you don't need to give free stuff away. And the coaches are always coaching that every day. We all raise our own children, and we know all the different things that happens with them. And so, you know, they're all things you're trying to correct. And but it's being taught the right way over there, and it'll get fixed. And I bet Mr. Golston probably won't go through that again.
The 8th annual Greater Lansing Area Wine Opener is tomorrow night. It will benefit Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Ed Harden from the McLaren Health Plan, yourself, and many others are involved in this event. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the 8th annual. It is going to be tomorrow evening, Thursday, over at Eagle Eye. Eagle Eye has been so generous in donating the space. Our chairperson is Coach Perlis. George Perlis does so many positive things in this community. He has his own golf outing for Special Olympics that he's done for many years, and he has headed this up for many years. Our MC will be Terry Braverman. I think you probably know that name.
Mm-hmm.
Also attending will be Coach Izzo, Coach D'Antonio, Jake Boss, our baseball coach, Mark Hollis, the athletic director. Susie Merchant is going to try to get there if she can work that out with her practice. You know, these guys give so much back to the community, and cystic fibrosis is, you know, something that's near and dear to me. I happen to have a granddaughter who was born with this defective gene and is fighting this thing and doing pretty well. You know, it's a defective gene that causes the body to produce an unusually thick, sticky mucus that clogs the lungs and obstructs the pancreas and some of the digestive systems of our body. And so it's something that we got to fight, and we're fighting the fight. And thank goodness guys like Ed Harden and McLaren Health Plan, Kelly Dean with Dean Transportation, and Strathmore Development and Blue Cross and Playmakers here in town, those guys come up to bat so often for so many things in this community. And it's a wine pouring. There will be tasting stations around the room. There's many restaurants, local restaurants like Enzo and Bacon Cakes and Hershey's and P.F. Chang's and Hall of Fame Cafe and Red Cedar Grill and University Club who will have food there. So come and have dinner, taste some wines. We have entertainment. Got some celebrities who are there giving up their time. I mean, they all have so many things they have to do with their teams and their families. For them to come over is pretty cool. And they're all friends. And so that whole group that comes here, we have a great night. It's for a great cause, but we have a ball. So the VIP reception is 6 to 7, and the wine opener itself is 7 to 10. There's a silent auction. There's a live auction. And a lot of interesting pictures being taken. And so it's really a fun night for a great cause, near and dear to me. And there's so many good causes that there are, but this is an important one. And so we're looking forward to tomorrow night, Tony.
All right. Well, if anyone wants to take part in the 8th Annual Greater Lansing Area Wine Opener to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, all you need to do is give Val a call, 810-733-9712, 810-733-9712. I'll be up there. Look forward to seeing you, Gary.
Hey, look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for the positive things you do in this city and for your show, having us on, and looking forward to a great night. We'll have some fun and raise some good money.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Tony.
You're